Anyway, what's happening, Captains? Welcome back to another episode of this A&J show, where I'm your host, Sax. I'll say, of course, with my co-host, Lifeless J. I'm sorry it's been so long, but we back with another review for you.
And before we go into this, you did say you played the game, or you say you did it?
I did not play the game.
Okay, I did not either, so this is just perspective coming from people who have not played the game. We're doing Borderlands today.
We drink Kevin Hart and everybody. All the hooting and hollering about this movie.
Okay. And we all know video game adaptations do not do that great.
And it didn't matter.
I was trying to think of something that, like, I was like, yeah, that was my shit. Would Transformers count?
No. Well,
I think it was a movie before it came.
So,
I mean,
you was talking about that shit at work. And I was like, yeah, name a video game. And then he went down the line. I was like, Resident Evil. I was like,
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
And then it was like, Super Mario Bros. I was like, nah. Sonic,
I was
like, yeah. Sonic was
wow.
Live action.
There
was humans in it.
Yeah, okay.
Ew.
I like that.
So they might have just started making like really good, decent video game films. Good ones. But
yeah.
Remember, Sonic had to get clowned before they had to, like, oh, let's remake
Rambo.
But I mean, that was just the look, but
Yeah. They fried his ass. It was like, nah, you're not about to fuck this up, man. You're not gonna fuck this up.
Yeah, so with all that being said, we're trying to say that we can't compare the game to the movie. We're just going off the movie on this one. So, so as always, we gotta start with the dislikes. I didn't have too many. I think I be psyching myself out sometimes when I go into a movie and people like it's horrible. My brain is start looking for all the good things. And then vice versa, when I go into a movie and they're like, this movie was so great. So, all right, I need to be like, So that's why I'm saying I did not have too many dislikes.
We know.
Yeah.
So, that's why I don't tell you shit when I see a movie first. Like, just like,
right, just let me go into it. Just say, just go watch it.
I fucking respond. So, oh my god! Oh shit! And you just come back. I fucking hate this.
It's just how my brain works. It's kind of long.
Nah. 2 hours? And no, not even. Wasn't even 2 hours.
I was 150 something.
140.
Oh shit! It's 140.
Quick in and out.
It's
that's
dope,
part of the movie review, shit.
I was like, are they, when they gonna get to this goddamn vault?
That was the very end.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I felt like that. The Phoenix thing at the end. But again, I don't know if that comes from the game too. So like, I can't be mad if that comes from the game. But I was just like, oh, it's kind of cheesy. She fucking get these powers and then... The ship part had me fucking weak because she go charges at the ship, boom, gets hit by the force field, I guess, knocks out. What she do? Just get back up, go straight back at the ship, boom. I'm just like, okay. I was expecting like, you know, some flying around, maybe throwing fireballs or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gives the team a plot armor. Everybody gets invincible to bullets. I was like, okay, I get it. It's a video game movie, but I wasn't too mad. But I was like, it's kind of cheesy.
Nothing I can really just pinpoint on, to be honest. Like, to me, like I said, I don't know if this is a dislike, but I think I told you, this felt like Mad Max. I was like, this is the same shit.
Almost not the same, like, kind of stuff.
Like, this shit wasn't really organized. It was like
all over the place.
Yeah, it was like the first time. It was like, all right, yeah. It's like, do Tiny even have a father? It was like, what? It's so, like, oh yeah, your father. It's like, do she know who her father is?
And we went through this whole plot of, oh yeah, but I was created in the lab to be special, and then like that's special. Not even how it works. So I was like, yep. Oh, okay. That was interesting. Yeah.
It was nothing. I was just like, yeah, it wasn't really, it didn't seem like if you missed something, you just missed it. You just like, oh, wait, what happened? Like, if I would have saw this in the movie theater, I would have been confused as fuck. I'm like, wait, what am I, what's the plot? Like, is this just protecting the girl the whole time? And then it was like, oh, the vault. And I was like, okay, we've been kind of talking about the vault, but then not really. Like, that shit didn't come up to like mid-film.
Mm-hmm. Also, remember when Lilith, when she figured out that she had a tracker on her or whatever, and then Tina heard it, and Tina's like, no, it's cool, because that's the last thing that's you gonna do. Blows her up.
She just still alive.
I was like, okay. Maybe because we're going off a video game. I was like, maybe that's why. But I was like, should she be dead? Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking.
Yeah, her shit nothing. Up like to her face, like she just lose health. One of her rubies fall off.
One of her rubies lost her coins.
Also, the little commander lady. So obviously, her and what was it? Her and Kevin Hart person, Roman, I think his name. Mm-hmm. They had like something, you know, going. Had
something.
Yeah, so like for her to sacrifice, I mean, I want to say sacrifice, or did she get sacrificed? I should, yeah. But like they didn't play much into that. Like we saw, like, I forget what was the first thing, or she was like, ooh, okay. But she still went on with the plan. And then at the end where he like, yeah, kill everybody, she like, okay, I'm not gonna let that happen. But like, we didn't ever explore or see like why her and Roland was, or even why she did that.
You kind of saw talking to him a little bit when he was getting away. He was like, hey, Roland, don't do no stupid now.
Yeah, so I'm saying they don't like dive into that to be like, oh, they used to.
Fuck. You know, no.
I guess. Yeah. Those were my only things. I didn't think this was a bad movie. Don't take that from this. I just think video game adaptations, they a little bit hard to do.
The plot wasn't fun.
So, cool. Let's go to the likes then. I actually got a good amount of those. Because this movie was funny as fuck. The action was good too.
Nigga, Kevin Hart was actually like...
serious?
It's still funny, but the ass whooping was kind of like, okay. Right. Usually he's the guy that's like running, don't kill me.
People were saying that.
I help him out. I'm like, oh, but Roland, I'm guessing Roland is that type of character.
He is like, a bigger guy. Like, he's a big, muscular guy in the game. Hoffy told me that before the movie even came out. That's why people was mad that Kevin Hart was playing him.
But, I mean, he kicked ass, like.
And they play, like, you know, they make fun of it. Like, you know, Tina's like, what the first
scene.
My dad said the smallest soldier to come get me. And it's like, ah, that's the joke.
Yeah,
it's Kevin Hart.
Star power.
A bunch of people say he played the rock's role.
That's probably, yeah.
That he acted like the rock, pretty much.
But Roland is dark as fuck in like the game, so that probably wouldn't have made sense.
Glad we have no fucking.
Yeah, the Rock, like, who's this light skin?
Yeah.
I mean, they could have got Idris Elba, but I don't think it would have been funny.
Right. That's why I felt that's like, here, you take the, we'll get you in here. You help us with the comedy too. Yeah.
It's like you could tell that like it was still funny, but like the action part was when he was actually fighting and kicking ass and doing this shit. It was like, I could believe this. It was like, this is believable. It was like, maybe there's a Sun Devil in between, maybe. But I was like, this is okay. His coordination, the fight coordination was like, he's been working on that. It was like, that Jim Benjamin. I was like, okay, he's been working on that shit.
Okay. I love the part when Lilith, when she get approached by the Atlas guy, he's like, yeah, I could pay you. She's like, you couldn't pay me enough to go back to that planet. And then she show him how much. She like, oh, I guess you can. Shoot, well, when you need me to go.
Fuck me up, I'm not gonna lie to you. When I realized that the goddamn Claptrap is Jack Black.
I didn't know that.
This motherfucker so funny.
That's literally my next, like, but yeah, nigga, he had me crying. Especially when they had him as the distraction. He's like, yeah, go over there. All the psychos start shooting this. Thinking they blow his shit back. He survived and then he got to shit out the rest of the bullets. That shit had me crying. He said, what? I got to get the rest out.
It was fucking chasing his ass. And it was like, hey, Lilith, you leaving your pa, you leaving your buddy to die.
Trying to get in the car.
Motherfucker got that damn, that little area, and they got away. And this nigga was like, hey, put the window down. Fucking Tina was like, no, why are we putting the window down? Stink in here. Fucking stink. He's like, put the window down. I was like, put the window up. Nah, I'm not about to do it. Fucking piss. She's like, my mouth was soaping.
This shit had me crying. No, when Lilith goes and she saves the kids that was in, like, captured or whatever, and Robot was like, oh, for a second there, I thought you was a good person. That was about to fuck me up. Because she was shooting the shit out of him when they first met. He was like, yes, I can withstand any amount of violence, and you are very violent. It's like, I'm crying.
I ain't gonna lie. That anytime it was like comedy fucking dialogue with Roland, the sacrifice is like, oh, like, they not about to have this nigga killed.
Right, exactly.
The comeback was like, oh, okay, alright, yeah. Like, he sacrificed himself. Like, nah, I don't think he dies in the game.
And he's like, which I don't know how the fuck he would be blowing these people up and they end up on top of him and how he not die, but okay.
Bruh, that nigga got speared. Yeah. And nigga's like, alright, come. And then nigga's just like, aww. I was like, damn, he tapping the fuck out of him.
And Tina, she threw Bob to him. I was like, this must be like the extra explosion or something.
Yeah, yeah, Tina, I'm guessing Tina is the person with the fucking explosions and Tina.
Yes, I love Tina. Yeah, I love Tina. She was hilarious in this movie. And she first pulled
up. Oh, yeah. So this is the part where, you know, I start blowing shit up. It's your body parts. So it's like, oh. She's up top of the bus. Is like, what the fuck? She
start. You. And then she had the fucking, I don't know what that was. It was like, this little girl going crazy. Up.
She was like, oh, here's a teddy bear. Wow. I was like, oh, shit.
She said, you gonna take me in? You in what army? Oh, this one. Everybody pulled up. I was crying.
Yeah, there's nothing I can really hate about the film.
Also had me weak when they trying to be low key, so they put on a holographic mask.
I'm
like, you do know we can see the rest of your body, and
The one dude was like, nigga, I know that gun from anywhere. I always remember a gun. He's like, bitch.
And then they meet, what you call him, in the bar. Mm-hmm. Hey, I remember you. It's not like I wouldn't like turn you in or anything, you know what I'm saying? He started looking down, you know.
And what that nigga do?
Yo, they had to knock his ass out.
It fucked me up. Craig was the dude that played Craig. I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm fucking his name up or not. Craig.
The big dude.
Yeah. That nigga played in goddamn... He was the Russian nigga in goddamn Creed.
I don't remember Creed like that.
Okay. I was like, I don't know why this nigga look familiar. And it changed sheet. I was like, why this nigga look so familiar? And I was like, huh, let me... I was like, oh shit, this nigga was in... nigga, just, the final fight in Creed. The big nigga. Big Russian nigga.
Makes sense then. Yeah, this cast, they start studying this fuck.
Yeah, they their cast was fucking. I see why they lost $100 million. What, $1 million? $100 million? Yeah.
And they spent so much.
Nigga, Jamie Lee Curtis.
I think this could have been a Netflix movie. Yeah.
Hell no. Nah.
They would have did good.
Their budget would have been less.
Yeah, but that would have been okay, because
nigga,
they didn't all make shit off
stars.
It.
You had to put this in a movie there. Yeah, trying Kevin to get that Hart, back.
They got Kevin Hart on standby.
You yeah, I mean, Kevin Hart runs fucking Netflix. Well, now, hey, now he's about to run Peacock, so maybe that deal was up.
Maybe. Second. Also, I love when they about to open the vault and then Jamie Lee Curtis, her character, is like, oh yeah, and this might kill you, by the way. So I'm like, you gonna tell her now?
Man, when we get there. Now's the best time.
If I would have told her before, she might have not been wanting to come. Yeah. But she was willing to sacrifice herself, so she... We could have told her.
But the hilarious thing, the nigga got in the vault was like, yeah, nigga, I'm running this shit. Yeah, I'm in this motherfucker. And then she was like,
no.
I'm going to leave you here then, nigga. The fuck?
She started going yeah, Matrix yeah, on this shit.
Cool. Stay here. And then nigga was like, oh, wait.
Tentacles. I was like,
where the fuck? Like, I don't think he planned that all the way through, brother.
Yeah, and I guess that is from the game too, so it's like, okay. And I was like, where the fuck these tentacles come from?
Yeah.
Why are they in
like
there?
Like I said, if this is not the same as the video game, or if it's stuff that's off, I could understand. Like, if, say, like, we watched this fuck Super Mario and a plumber, and niggas wasn't plumbers at all, and it was like,
they just
fuck?
Made pizzas. That's kind of racist.
Racist as fuck, but like I can see how if the adaptation is not similar to the game at all, but if it's little small things like Kevin Hart small, it's like
yeah,
okay, this is a video game, nigga. Wolverine got
joke about it.
So. Yeah, Wolverine got them 5'6" in the show, and they casted the nigga that's 6'5".
Okay.
And niggas like, you know what? I ain't that. Nigga played this shit for 20 years. So, like, I can't. Maybe I would have hated it more if I played the game heavy, but that's I think insane. Another Borderlands is coming out because of this movie.
Well, no, people game. Love the movies, games. Movies, yeah, people it. Love the games. I think that would be good there. But yeah, a Borderlands 2 sequel, I don't know.
Yeah, I saw the Tiny Tina's Wonderland. I thought about it and I was like, I haven't played this shit, so I don't.
You wouldn't know what the fuck was going on.
Yes. probably before my time.
And also a lot of the cast never played the game. They didn't know nothing until afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Shit, probably the producers, the directors probably didn't play the game either.
Yeah, I saw a video. They did like an interview and they're like, how many people played this before? And then Jamie Lee Curtis was the first one with her hand up. Everybody else was like,
I would say that I know people love the game. It just wasn't for me.
Yeah.
Especially when they first came out, it wasn't the game that I was really playing like that.
I was never like, yeah, I gotta play this.
Yeah.
Let's rate this. So like I went first whenever last time was.
Yeah.
We're going from behind.
But I know what I want.
Solid 7.
Damn.
It's like I enjoyed it. It wasn't a long movie, so I could watch it twice. Like, hey, you know, it's ain't bad. The action was good. I probably enjoy it a little bit more because I'm not disrespected by the game. So it's like, yeah.
Damn. I was also gonna go 7. It wasn't like bad. Like again, you know, like I said earlier, when I go into hearing stuff about movies, my brain be looking for the opposite. So like there's a lot of parts where I was like, this is funny, like I like this. And then
you got a cast, like even if
it was
the
hard
shit,
to lose, the
adaptation wasn't great.
Yeah.
You have a cast that can carry the fucking film.
Yeah, and I guess a bunch of the actors too after this came out, they was like, yeah, don't put this on my list, like I'll be good.
Yeah.
Would I watch this again? Probably not on my own, but I want to watch it with somebody who like plays the game, so they could be like, "Yeah, this is why." Be like, oh, okay, I see that.
Yeah.
I did think Kevin Hart kept it alive. I mean, pretty much, it kind of felt a little bit long when he wasn't on the screen. I was like, "Oof, I need some comedic relief."
I mean, and then, Jack Black also. So
yeah,
like,
Jack Black too. God, give it to that shit was hilarious.
Yeah. But they always have chemistry. So from Jumanji, so right. They made Jumanji an okay film. It was like
they could have called The Rock for the big dude, but now the budget really.
They would have been like, "Who's this light Samoan nigga?"
Yeah,
niggas would have been racist.
So again, I don't think it was a horrible movie. I think it's all right, nice, but good try. I think, and what they was trying to accomplish, I probably wouldn't watch it again, but go peep it. Tell us what you think. I think it's at least worth a watch to form your own opinion instead of listening to everybody else.
Yeah. And don't tell yourself, hey, I'm not gonna watch this film because I didn't play the game. I think it's a movie.
Yeah.
The game is probably not gonna be like the movie anyway, so.
Right. But yeah.
But yeah. You know, okay, film. Starcast, they just lost a lot of fucking money.
What can you do?
They gotta pay.
Except make a better movie.
Man, the actors ain't lose money from it, so it was like, well.
Yeah, exactly. Kevin Hart ain't tripping.
Yeah, niggas, it's Hollywood that lost money. They ain't shit. The actors are still fucking pushing.
Bro.
Thank you guys for watching another episode of the Zay and Jay Show. Like, comment, let us know what you think. And more videos on the way. We do have a slight lineup coming. We don't, like, we may end up taking another break, but we don't know. We may be back on IG Live. We talking about it, we thinking about it, but more videos on the way. Keep an eye out. And we may be in the process of working with another team. Keep an eye out on that in the next couple months. And we out. Appreciate you guys for watching. We out.
Peace.